Welcome to the Startup Showcase. I'm your fill-in host, Sean Frelick. You may remember me from Technori's The Feed. And this is Technori Live on WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Today on the show, we have Lisa Suter. Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And she is the founder of Sparkle. So give us the down low on what Sparkle is.
So Sparkle is a waterless, eco-friendly car wash that comes to you. So we live in this on-demand world where we're used to just tapping our smartphones and getting our chores done for you. So I thought, why not a car wash? So basically, you just simply download our app on either your iOS or Android phone and register, pick a date and time, and we come to you with all the products necessary to get your car cleaned inside out.
Okay, so the big word that stuck out to me and what you just said was waterless car cleaning.
Right.
So how does that work?
That is the number one question that we get. We use a solution that is pretty magical. We spray the car and it has these nanopolymers that literally lift the dirt from the car, and you use microfiber cloth towels. We wipe it down, and it serves as a wax as well. So it gets it shiny and clean.
Perfect. So you said we. So who are your cleaners?
So our washers are people who are looking to pick up extra work, and they're vetted. We do background checks on them. They're professionally trained. And then once they are vetted, they have access to our app, and they can see we're kind of like the Lyft of car washing. So then they have access to all the different requests that come in, and they can pick and choose as they wish. And they go out and with the products, and they wash your car. They'll come to your office, your house, the street, wherever you are.
It's honestly a little attractive to me because I don't own a car, but back in the day, my brother had loaned his car to me when he was overseas doing whatnot, and I enjoyed the process of cleaning, but that was a lot of hose and soap and whatnot.
Right.
But I imagine this process is good for the city, considering you have to keep in mind all your neighbors and all the shared space on these public streets.
Right.
So tell me a little bit about the birth of this company and where the idea came from.
That's actually a funny story. I am a mom of boys, very active boys, and I essentially got tired of driving around in a filthy car and making excuses of why it's so dirty because I never had time to get a car wash. And even when I did have about 15 minutes to spare to get to a car wash, I ended up spending about an hour waiting in line or just waiting for the car to get finished. And it's pretty aggravating, and I never had that kind of time. So I stopped cleaning my car. And then one day I saw a neighbor getting their dog cleaned outside their house. And I'm thinking to myself, if you can get your dog cleaned at your house, I don't see why you can't get your car washed. So what Sparkle hopes to be is kind of like if you have a housekeeper that comes every 2 weeks, why not have a subscription to Sparkle where you can get your car cleaned every 2 weeks or once a month or whatever it is. And you never have to think about it again because most people don't like to wash their own car or, to your point, live in the city and don't want to use all the water and the chemicals. Interesting stat is over 5.2 billion gallons of water is wasted at car washes annually just in the U.S. So we're doing our part for the environment as well.
So what did you have to do career-wise? What were you doing at the time before you switched over to Sparkle? I guess first off, is Sparkle your full-time work now?
It is my full-time work.
So how did that transition work from what you were doing previously to where you are now?
So previously, I was running a nonprofit. I founded a nonprofit here in Chicago, and then it's a pretty well-oiled machine now, and I'm the chairman of the board. So it really lends myself to the next opportunity. I was ready to take on something new, and this idea just really got me going.
I know a lot of entrepreneurs face a lot of similar challenges, and I imagine, would you consider yourself a serial entrepreneur at this point?
Well, I've started businesses that mostly in the nonprofit sector. But what I'm realizing, it is very different than the for-profit sector.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still learning a ton. I've started two chapters of this nonprofit, Minds Matter, one here in Chicago, one in Boston, as well as a coffee shop while I was at college. And that still exists today. But all of those were nonprofits.
So what is really unique and different about the Sparkle experience and building something that is a for-profit organization?
Right. Competitors come into play a lot. You know, that's, you got to take those a lot more seriously. Funding is another aspect of it. And then expansion into other cities. Geographical expansion has been something that we've growing. So scaling is a lot different.
So I imagine you've had to develop some new tools in your toolbox,
right,
per se. Can you talk a little bit about what kind of growth and development you've needed as a founder in having this venture?
Yeah, it's been wonderful, actually. I am currently in the WISDOM program at 1871 and have learned a tremendous amount from other entrepreneurs, other female entrepreneurs, other male entrepreneurs. Even though I have an investment banking background, the financial modeling aspect of startups is definitely different than what I was used to reviewing and building back in the day. Putting together investor pitches is quite different than what I've done in the past. So it's I've definitely learned a lot. I've been almost like a sponge there. So it's been great. It's been wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And I imagine another angle of this that people might want to know more about is balancing home life, mm-hmm, with work life. And how old are your kids now?
So I have a 7-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 24-year-old stepson. So, yeah.
Okay.
I was just talking about this outside, about the balance. Believe it or not, yeah, it's hard. Of course, you have kids, and work is always a struggle to balance. But once you have kids, you kind of learn how to better manage your time. Time management comes into play, and also prioritizing. So you get things done. You really do get things done in a shorter time frame. So because you have to be home, or you have to be at their recital, or whatever it is. It's actually helped a lot. It hasn't been as difficult as I originally thought it would be. Plus, my kids are school age, so it's kind of nice. So all day there,
sounds like
kind of being taken care of.
Sounds like a bit of a sigh of relief in regards to the having your expectations so high for how tall of a mountain it was actually going
right.
to be, and finding yourself now that you're doing the walk, you're walking the path,
right,
and whatnot.
Right.
So how old is Sparkle now? How long
so
you been
Sparkle,
around?
We beta launched in June of 2016, so we're almost a year old.
Okay, and what kind
I
of
guess
growth?
We are.
And what's your employee size and
so we
what kind
have,
of growth have you had?
Right now, our executive team is just two of us. I have a COO and myself. And then we have about 4 to 5 washers, and we're servicing Chicago and the neighboring suburbs.
Okay. And I did a little background check on you, and I found that you have an East Coast background.
I do.
Some Georgetown and Harvard,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
So what's it like in Chicago compared to the East Coast, mm-hmm, and being in business here?
I was just saying that we were talking about that as well. I remember when I first moved here 13 years ago, I moved here. I got married. I moved here. My husband's from Chicago. And I was like, all right, we'll stay here for a couple years. And then we'll, of course, move back east. I absolutely love it here. I do. It's definitely a more livable city than New York. I love New York. There's no place like New York. But mm-hmm, Chicago is an easier place to raise a family. The people are just so nice. That whole Midwest mentality.
It's Midwest nice is real.
Yes, yes. So it's been great. And I've just seen like this burst in technology and startups here in Chicago. It's kind of a great place to be right now, I think.
So 5 years ago, did you ever foresee yourself being a techie of sorts?
No, gosh, no. And so the funny thing is I'm learning a ton. It's kind of funny that I'm here because I was the least techie person out there. But again, learning a ton, surrounding myself with people who are smarter than me. Yeah, outsourcing what I can't do. You know, I know my strengths and I know my weaknesses. And so, you know, I got to use my resources wisely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you talk about being a sponge. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of maintaining a student mentality as you move along? Because you have a long professional career, mm-hmm, and it seems you're on this new horizon where you're still in a place where you have to learn so much more to keep going.
Right. I think you never stop learning. I think once you stop learning, you almost stop living, right? I mean, and, you know, I've been I've been in different careers, and this is a new one for me. So to think I know everything just because I've been around longer than some other people and been in different careers or went to some good schools would be foolish, really foolish. So I love, like I said, I love surrounding myself with people who are smarter than me. I love learning from them. I ask them lots of questions. And then I hope people feel that they can come to me as well. I love to be a mentor to other people as well. And I know my strengths. So I love to help people in those areas. And I also know my weaknesses. So I love to kind of either hire or surround myself around people who could kind of balance it out.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of your strengths as a leader. What do you think are your strengths and weaknesses? Since we've touched on them, let's share them.
That's a good, yeah. So I think I'm really good at managing a team. I've been told I'm really good at managing a team. I'm good at the financial aspect of a business. And running the actual business. Weaknesses are definitely, like you mentioned, the technology side, mm-hmm. just kind of learning about the tech stuff. That has been tough. And I could be a little bit of a softie with my members, with my team members. I believe in treating everybody really well, and I don't like that whole hierarchy. I'm not a... I give people responsibilities and I expect that they're going to do it. I don't mm-hmm. micromanage. So that, I guess, is a strength and a weakness. And it's served me well so far. So I'm going to put that in the strength.
All right.
Department. Yeah.
That's a good answer. So what's the vision? Let's look ahead a little bit. What do you see for Sparkle in the coming years?
Expansion into other cities. Strategic partnerships with quite a few corporations here in Chicago that have a national footprint. And also we're going to build out our management team. So we're looking to, this is what we're putting together right now, and also expand our products and services beyond just car wash stuff. So yeah, listening to our consumers. We've been surveying them. We've been, talking to our best consumers, and we hear them, and we're going to hopefully provide what they want in the near future.
So are there any feelers you want to put out there on this podcast now for who you might be looking for, what roles you might be looking to fill at Sparkle?
We would love a CTO, if I haven't thrown that out enough. Technology is my weakest. So yeah, so something like that's probably would be our first hire.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you.
If you can, tell us where people can learn more about Sparkle and get some more information.
Great. You can go to our website at www.sparklenow.com, and Sparkle spelled without the E. Or you can just download our app on either iOS or Android, and that's Sparkle, S-P-A-R-K-L.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Watch this episode and more at technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes and stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Freilich Sean. Stick a fork in it. This dish is done.